Alhamdulillah, we thank Sheikh Wali As-Saleh as he gave us and made the special dua Ba'ad al-Isha in the men's musallam. And we ask you also to come forward and take your seats. It is my pleasure to call upon Rabbi Waits to address you. And I can tell you, brothers and sisters, that it is for us a wonderful opportunity to hear this message that we perhaps know what is the real Palestinian question from the Jewish rabbis that are with us this evening. It's my now great pleasure to ask Rabbi Waits to address us for the next 20 minutes, inshallah.
To bestow upon me his wisdom and his truth, that I may be worthy of conveying his truth to such an august gathering, such a respectable gathering, and that it should be acceptable and understood by all, and that we may in this manner educate the world to the truth of the Almighty, the truth of the Torah, and squelch and remove the lies that are being perpetrated, and that is a desecration to Judaism and for the name of the Almighty. Amen. I really originally planned on giving a speech from my heart, and I will be speaking from my heart, but being that there have been together a press release, a statement that is going around the world from the Turei Charta. We've been working together with rabbis from the Turei Charta to put out a world statement in regard to the terrible atrocity, the murder, the unbelievable crime that is being perpetrated on the people in Gaza. I feel it's my responsibility to simply read the words of our statement that is going throughout the world today. While we are speaking here today, with God's help, there is a demonstration taking place in Rockefeller Center in New York City in the United States. In this season, Rockefeller Center is a very strong tourist attraction for people around the world. And therefore, Arabs, Muslims, and human rights activists are joining together, and the Turei Charta, Jews United Against Zionism, is also joining there to protest as strong as they possibly can the terrible injustice and inhumanity, the crime, the murder that is being done and perpetrated against the people in Gaza. So I will, with God's help, read you the statement. May our words be pleasing to the Creator and cause His great name to be sanctified. As-salamu alaykum. The world stands aghast at the atrocities being committed by Zionist regime in Gaza becomes known in ever greater and shocking detail. Mere words are insufficient to express the pain that all mankind feels at the plight of the Gaza and Palestinian people. For over 100 years, they have been subject to a carefully conceived plan to drive them from their homes and their land. Throughout their history, the Zionists have resorted to intimidation, war, ethnic cleansing, and state spying. wicked and monstrous lie. It is a desecration of our religion. Judaism forbids and rejects Zionism and the existence of the state of Israel. We have been expressly commanded by the Almighty that we are forbidden to have our own sovereignty in this heavenly decreed exile. We are also forbidden to rebel against any nation. Torah-believing Jews under the leadership of the most esteemed rabbis of the 20th century have always opposed and fought against Zionism and ultimately the state of Israel. Before the advent of Zionism, Muslims and Christians, Arabs and Jews lived peacefully together in the Holy Land. Ask your grandparents. They remember those peaceful days. And in fact, it is here the opportune time to thank all the Muslim countries for their extraordinary friendship, hospitality, and safe haven that they have provided to the Jewish people throughout the ages. The Zionists rely on the Bible for their imaginary right to ethnically cleanse the Palestinian people and to subjugate them. This is a pathetic joke. The Zionists have always been heretics and rejected all the fundamental tenets of our faith. And yet they have the nerve, the arrogance, the chutzpah to pretend to base their behavior on our holy Torah. We know what our holy writings and our great rabbis have taught us. That we are forbidden to subjugate anyone or to desecrate the holiness of the Holy Land with acts of violence, ethnic cleansing, discrimination, and military power. Our religion teaches justice. It teaches peace. It teaches compassion. The ultimate Jewish people's hope and prayer is that when the Messiah comes, that then, quote, from Isaiah the prophet, nation shall no longer lift up sword against nation, and they will make war no more, end quote. All nations will serve God together in peace. To the governments of the world, it is not through your support of the Zionist regime that the Jewish people are being held. On the contrary, this tragic historical mistake has led to the killing of Arabs and Jews alike. The governments of the great powers, by supporting the Zionist regime, are not only harming the Palestinian people, but they are also unwillingly contributing to the growth of hostility towards Jews worldwide. To our Jewish brethren, we beg, do not be intimidated by ruthless Zionist bullying and violence. Proclaim loudly and clearly your outrage maybe God willing affect some governments to speak up, to speak out, to cry out against this terrible, terrible murder of the people of Gaza. I'm sure you've all seen and heard what is happening today. Just as forbidden, because we are the decree of exile from the Almighty. and its residents be free citizens of the international zone of Jerusalem. We beg of you not to take any action before receiving our memorandum. Chief Rabbi Jerry Sitoshinsky, in the name of the Ashkenazi community. We just want to show you how the world doesn't know that if the more religious, the more pro-Zionist. You should know this is the greatest fallacy, the greatest falsehood, the greatest crime that is being committed, because the whole world is silent because they feel that they're vilifying the Palestinian people because they do not allow another religion to be practiced because they are anti-Semitic. The world must know it's a purely political space, a false, selfish political movement that was against God from day one, and they have no right to exist, and every single crime they're doing is against God. And from there we have to go further. We have to stand up constantly because it's God's requirement to stand up for righteousness. Let the world know that their silence is unforgivable in the world to what is happening in Gaza. And they shouldn't so listen with such a reverence when the Israelis stand up and say, oh, we are only answering because of the missiles. These people, we as the Jewish people, do not have in our heritage to do any violent actions. In all our history, we always confronted with our enemies, with pleas, with prayers, and asking people to forgive us and running away. But whatever the issue is, in the root cause of the suffering of the Palestinian people, we're not talking about what actions they take, because that's not in our issue. The issue is, how do you stop the suffering? Because the root cause, the underlying reason of the suffering is purely because of Zionism, and I'll end it in 1 minute, is because of Zionism. The cause of all the bloodshed is based on one thing, a political movement that moved into a neighborhood of Jews and Muslims and Christians who are living in harmony for hundreds of years. Take that out of the equation and we will have peace. Why do people ignore this? Why are they so ignorant to this? It's the works of Satan, but we must do and educate and make them uncomfortable. Just like apartheid, you were able to insist and work till you accomplish God wants us to do. Then we have to pray also to God because our God is going to accomplish it. So we have to pray fervently every day for the speedy and peaceful dismantling of the state entirely. To return to the self-rule of the Palestinian people. And we beg of you forgiveness in the name of the Jews. We are humiliated of what is being done. Our hearts are rent. And we plead with everybody. Let us all pray and do what we can for the people of Gaza and Palestine. And let us pray ultimately for the day when the Almighty will reveal His glory throughout the world. And all together we will serve God in harmony. Amen. God should send you healing and freedom to the whole Palestine land. Thank you.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much to Rabbi Weiss. I'm sorry we had to bring the program to catch your speech, because we have another program that follows after this. In conclusion, I'd like Sheikh Waleed to round up this program, inshallah. And right now we have an interview for the rabbis in our radio station. As long as the bombings continue, we need various voices to come from different parts of the world, from different communities of the world, from different regions of the world, because this is not only a Palestinian problem, it is not only a Muslim problem. We see this as a problem of the oppressed. It is a problem, a global problem, of those who support the states like Israel and the United States, and perhaps those countries which always refer to themselves as the allied powers. Something has to be said about this. So this is the reason why we call for different voices, because it is a political problem, and indeed a problem that requires a call from all those who are conscious of such kind of suffering. Sheikh Ali will now say the concluding remarks.
Thank you.
take a moment. We have very often all of our programs on radio and even on stage. Now, we've also got some invited guests. One brother who's come from Cape Town, he had his flight at 6 o'clock this morning. It was a mistake. The flight was not at 7 o'clock. He got up quite early. His flight was late in the evening, afternoon. The whole day has been at the airport. So we've had a program with him, and that's why we have to do this. But I'm going to respect this call. We'll ask perhaps two questions. And Rabbi Weiss and the group are here for the rest of the days. You can interact with them, no problem. In fact, we've got a platform here tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, and on Thursday, inshallah. We can allow for two questions, inshallah.
I think that brother, he was the right. No. Brother, we give you the mic for everyone. I think the brother has the right. Whenever we listen to a talk, we as a Muslim, we believe that we also have the right to know, because we are knowledgeable also. We don't only listen, we interact, and this is very important. And I ask the Rabbi, and he accepts, to answer a few of your questions. But let the question come directly to us, and we will try to answer it to you. It is very important for us also to do it with full respect. We are Muslim Ummah, and Muslim Ummah always have respect for the others. We respect the other people, religion, or whatever they believe in. Actually, Rabbi, 3 days ago, even he wasn't offended when I invited him to Islam. So it is, you can ask any question and he will answer it to you. I think it is very, very important. Brother, let's start with your question.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
No, the question to me. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. That's what that means.
I want the people to also know.
No.
That
is a question. No. Is it a question or is it a lecture?
It's a question. Okay. It's not a lecture. If you want the lecture, I can have
a
lecture. My question is to the rabbi. He's come all the way from America here into South Africa.
Yes.
I don't know what his purpose of coming here. He and his kingdom once saw the problem of Israel, you know, went directly to Israel. Why not Israel and here into South Africa?
I will ask the rabbi to answer your question. If you're not happy, we will comment on it.
This is exactly the point. This is the tragedy of Zionism. From the beginning, when the Zionists came to Palestine, better said, before they came to Palestine, you can see now most of the books, the rabbis universally, before the Palestine knew or dreamed there was such a thing as a Zionist, the rabbis in Europe opposed them and ostracized them from the community. As soon as they came up at the beginning of the 20th century, the rabbis built a rabbinate and did everything they could to fight them, and they died fighting them. We have pictures and we have names, and the Muslim elders would be able to ratify this, that they died fighting the Zionists as soon as they came before the Palestinians knew who they were. If you will look and bother to look, instead of being so emotionally upset, because you have a right to be emotionally upset, but if you would look at the writings at the site of our organization, www.mkusa.org, and the sister sites, the links, you will see Jews who are mercilessly beaten and murdered. We have some pictures of these documents. The books over here, we have historic documents. Rabbis who were beaten and eventually died in Jerusalem. While we are sitting here in South Africa, my brothers in Jerusalem, in Beit Shemesh, in Bnei Brak, full of Jews throughout Palestine, did not stand and demonstrate. They don't take one penny, they don't take medical coverage, that I mind you, not that I want to insult the Palestinian people in any matter, but there are Palestinian people in Jerusalem that when they can get medical coverage from the Israeli government, they take it. Mind you, I'm sure there are not that dumb, but there are people who take it. We, many of our brethren, don't refuse to take one penny from the Zionist state, and we have special funding. Millions and millions of dollars goes out from the U.S. and from Europe for a fund called Keren Hatzolah. You can check up, let me finish, you can check up in the internet about Keren Hatzolah, the fund of saving. It's for hundreds and hundreds of organizations and thousands of individuals who refuse to take person to demonstrate. They demonstrate constantly. Yes. Therefore, excuse me, let me just answer. You answered them, why we're not in Jerusalem? Because we have brethren in Jerusalem who are day and night fighting the Zionists with their lives. Right now they're standing and demonstrating. We are trying to send the message around the world because the media refuses to let the world know the truth, and they intimidate people in South Africa that they're fearful to speak up against Zionism because they'll be considered anti-Semitic. So we have taken it upon ourselves with God to educate the world that they shouldn't just say the Jews, and therefore not be heard. We want the Arab and the Muslim community to be able to stand up with confidence and say, it's not the Jews, it's illegitimate that the state should make every step, sanctions and so forth to stop them. And also because we want to apologize for the wrongs that has been done by our wayward Jewish brethren and to sanctify God and to take away the desecration that is being done in our name. That is why we're here.
I think we ask also the respected rabbi to give a straight answer to the point and not a story, with all due respect. Because we can't tell them that you ask one question, short question, and we answer it for 1 hour.
Brother, it took me 1.5 minutes to make a prayer, pose a question. It took him 1/2 hour to answer the question. Now I am saying, you brothers and sisters, you get bamboozled by people like this over here. I'm asking you to give me a debate in this issue. He is talking more than what you want to hear. We want him to give me a debate tomorrow night if he's prepared on the same issue.
We will have it.
And our own Allahs are responsible for bringing them here. They are our avowed enemies. Allah has said, hello, not bring your own
hello,
for protection.
Hello. Wait a minute. Calm down. Like this, you can't debate. This is not a debate. Wait a minute. You want to debate, not in this manner. A Muslim do not debate in this manner. No. Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us to be respectful for anyone. So wait a minute, you can't do that. You want debate, but like this you can't debate people. Anyway, can we have another? No, wait a minute. When you ask questions, you have to listen to the answer. He went long and we told him that he went long.
Yashik, we'll need to make a concluding remark, and we have the next program.
You see what you mean now? We got a lot of people here, they want to ask questions. But you, anger like this, you destroy
the ship. You don't answer the question.
Thank you. Okay,
Yashik, it's not about prayer.
No, if we agree to have a debate tomorrow, if we want to do it, we will ask the guest if he's happy to do it, but we don't want to be in this manner. Wait a minute. No. I don't agree with you. Now you know what you did. There is a lot of constructive questions. Waiting with the people. We finish it because people sitting here to learn. Now they learn, as you say, they heard, wait a minute, they heard one side and you describe the other side. We want to hear the people want to, what they want to ask. I don't know how to conclude it because
we just talk about what is happening right now.
That something was wrong. We would like to say, let me tell you something that is very clear. We are Muslims. And
the Muslim Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us to stay here in Medina. Yes, I disagree that the rabbi will stand here and give you one view. It's supposed to be another view, but it's supposed to be in a good manner. It's not supposed to be in this manner here. We have to respect the people for whatever they are. If he's your enemy, respect him. If he's your friend, respect him. This is how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. There are few people came to ask me questions. I have no answer because he's supposed to answer it. Now one brother asking me, these brothers are against or anti-Zionist, but they are waiting to build the third temple of Solomon. Where they want to build it? On the ruin of the Masjid al-Aqsa. Now this is more important for me than all these nonsense which we're talking about. This is very important question. And the brother sitting there, standing there, and now we can't ask this question. Now this is the question, Rabbi. Your people are against Zionists. And you standing and marching, I saw you march in London, in New York, everywhere, anti-Zionism. But for us as a Muslim sitting here, the Masjid al-Aqsa is the most dearest site, Islamic site for us. It is our life. And we know that you're waiting for the destruction of Masjid al-Aqsa to build your temple. This is the question. I think it's more important than anything else.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe 3 minutes.
Three minutes.
Well, not 3 minutes, because God's going to take a few seconds, because He wants a short answer. I'm not in Jerusalem first, because we have plenty of brothers who have today demonstrated in Jerusalem. I'm in a place where you don't hear the voice who's in opposition to Zionism. I want you educated. I want you to be able to stand up against Zionism, know how to fight Zionism, know how to undermine the legitimacy. That's why I am here, and to apologize for what our brethren have done. That's why I'm here. We're not trying to give all the answers to get away from the question. And we invite everybody to look at our site, and you can see that it is true. We've been demonstrating since the beginning of the 20th century, since they've come to Palestine. The next question. With God's help, we always say, religion is something that we're reluctant to talk about when we come and speaking about Zionism. Why? Because the Zionists wanted to make it a scene that is there's an ingrained hate of the two religions, and that is the cause of the strife, because the two religions can't get along. And therefore, we don't want to mix and confuse people's minds. The problem today is nothing to do with religion. It's purely because of the selfish war political movement of Zionism. I want to cut you there. The question is,
yes,
are you people as Judaism, anti-Zionists, are waiting to build your temple on the ruin of the Mosque of Al-Aqsa and the mountain all Marasa or not?
Absolutely not. According to the Jewish belief, God will come and will make a metaphysical change in the world. We're all humanity, like I just said before, the nations of all will go together, and it said that God will create the third temple from fire. We believe it will be a spiritual happening from God. If you believe that God has no plan, fine. It's neither here nor there. God will do it. I am not going to force you to do something. I'm not going to do anything against your will. When God will do it, we believe that's what God will do, and all humanity will go along. If you feel that I'm wrong, we're not doing anything. We're simply serving God in our way.
Thank you very much. I think it is. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اهدنا واهدنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم يا رب العالمين، اللهم يا رب العالمين،
اللهم يا رب العالمين ثبت خطى المسلمين يا الله اللهم انصر المسلمين يا الله اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم اخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة يا رب العالمين اللهم يا رب العالمين اخواننا في غزة يا الله الله إنهم في خوف إنهم في حزن إنهم في ذلة يا رب العالمين اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم ثبت خطاهم اللهم انزل عليهم جنود لربهم يا رب العالمين اللهم انزل اليهود والكفر يا الله اللهم دمرهم اللهم دمر أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم حصن المسجد الأقصى يا الله اللهم حصن المسجد الأقصى اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى يا رب العالمين اللهم رد إلينا المسجد الأقصى مردا جميلا برحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين صل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله
important announcement to make, and that is that those of you who have children in Madrid, Mr. Kharodia makes it very clear that the results will not be released tomorrow. We are told that the results will be released on Tuesday. We've got lots of calls coming to the radio station, so we've made an announcement now. We're going to go on air once more, and Dr. Kharodia wishes to inform you that this program is, inshallah,